have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I didn't know you had elves working here.
It's pretty.
Oh, it's not a costume. I'm an elf. Well, technically I'm human, but I was raised by elves.
Oh.
This place reminds me of Santa's workshop. Except it smells like mushrooms and everyone looks like they want to hurt me.
Santa doesn't shop at Toys R Us. Doesn't have to fight the Christmas rush. He's never out of stock with even the hottest toys and games. It's easy.
Good grief!
All you need is elves.
That's us.
All you need is elves.
The little people.
All you need is elves. Love. Elves are all you need. Elves are all you need.
This is the world of boating. Greg, your first mate. That's me, along with Barry the Boater, Mike the Mariner, on this Christmas weekend. Hopefully you're going to get everything you've ever desired for the holidays. And it might have a little boating tinge to it, if you're
that
lucky.
That sounds a little new.
Is that
a new one?
Elves? It's a,
yeah.
No, it's an oldie but a goodie, isn't it? You like that
really?
One there, Barry? Yeah.
I've only been around this.
You've been around since the dawn of time.
I don't remember hearing that.
But in
one.
Your old age, you're getting, forgetful.
Forgetful?
Yeah. But
what's
fine.
Your name again? Greg the
Genius. Just call me Genius. We'll be
okay.
Genius.
Yeah.
there was another trade only story which was very similar.
As far as expanding boat clubs and things? What?
Well, this there are two boat clubs here. Well, they're not really boat clubs. They're more like clubs that you would, if you wanted to find a captain to take you out for the day or rent a boat or something like that. One's called boatsetter.com and the other is called getmyboat.com.
All right.
And you could look those up online.
I mean, I'm clear. What is that? Are these, these aren't like captain your own vessel? These are like, comes with a captain?
You can.
Like a charter?
Hold on a second, because I went on their website to check it out.
Right.
One of them, let's say, so Boat Setter says, browse, book, boat. Boat rentals, captain-led trips, and on-water experiences. So,
okay. So a little bit of everything, maybe.
A little bit of everything, and it's a website, and you could do that. And then the other one was, hold on, let me go back to it again here.
Yeah.
It was called Get My Boat, Make It a Boat Day, Captained Yacht charters and boat rentals worldwide. So if you want to have your own captain on your own boat, you can do that.
Right.
But these two companies are going to merge.
Okay.
And they're saying the platform expends $500 million in bookings across 50 countries.
Does it cost to...
$500 million.
I wonder, does it cost to belong to the group? I bet it doesn't. It's probably free for you to book. But maybe they got to pay for a listing kind of thing. That's what it sounds like. Is that what
it
is,
Barry? That's
what
it says. I haven't really read through the whole thing. As far as the announcement that they're going to merge, it says the new company will be headquartered in Miami. Woo. With Boat Setter and Get My Boat teams continuing to operate
evidently
from the current locations.
Uh-huh.
Both platforms and apps will remain active with no immediate changes for consumers, owners, or operators. Investor level equity, Center Bridge Partners, and Yanmar will continue to support the brand.
Uh-huh.
So I guess what you can do is go to each of their websites, and it seems like you download an app. I don't know if you pay an annual fee, like some kind of membership fee, but
if it's not a boat club, like Florida Boat Club thing you were talking about earlier, that is that's a fee you pay for to have access to their network of boats around the world or in the country.
Yeah,
and
with that you pay an entry fee of a certain percentage, and
which
then
might
pay
be a great gift
fee.
By the way, last minute boating gift. Hey,
there you go.
Give somebody a
do
boat
that
club membership.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say or ask. Now, their fleets, are these new boats that are cycling in and cycling out, or is this kind of like a gathering of various vessels of various ages and sizes? And
yeah, it sounds like a little bit of everything can you to bear, me, but
and yeah. Can you bareboat charter like Chitwood Charters does with Grand Banks?
Well, it looks like, okay, so I'm looking at, for example, boatsetter.com. You could charter both luxury yachts and fishing boats.
Mm-hmm.
The locations are from Miami, Chicago, Seattle, San Diego, New York City, Austin, Texas. What's in Austin?
It sounds like a charter platform to me. But maybe it's
these are all with captains, with crews.
I would assume so.
No, but it doesn't just say that, though. It also said that
you could just rent a boat and be the captain yourself too, maybe.
Yeah, it seems like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's possible. So, they might have a little bit.
Yeah, I've done
everything.
That in the past with years ago I did a Grand Banks trawler for a 10-day cruise down the west coast of Florida, and you have to do is
you had a captain yachting though, resume. Right?
No.
Oh,
no,
you got to do it? You got to run it with a little bit of instruction. Yeah, they said, "Okay, here you go."
I had to give them a yachting resume and references. Mm-hmm. And then when I got there, I had to get there a day early and I had to prove to them that I could run the vessel. And so I passed all that stuff and went to the grocery store, got all the food. And the next day we left on a 10-day.
So what'd they make you do? Did you just have to slip the guy a 50 and he's like, okay, you're good.
Or no, actually they had two captains on board and they watched everything I did. I had to take the boat out into, Boca Ciega Bay, proved that I knew how to navigate with channel markers and, where the inlet and go out, had to go out the, and return in the inlet.
Yeah.
And then, of course I had to dock the boat. So I had to prove I could operate the vessel. Yeah.
So it was basically like a driver's test kind of thing with an instructor, huh?
Okay. And that's a one-time thing. So now I'm in their database. They know I can run a boat. If I ever go charter again, all I have to do is just tell them I want a charter. I don't have to take the test again.
Right.
Well, remember, Joe from Motor City Boatworks rented that boat up in Norway.
Yeah.
And went up the fjords up there. And mm-hmm. all he had to do is show that he had, some knowledge or whatever.
Yeah. Right.
You can do that in Scotland as well. I wish we had a chance to do it because we were in Scotland last year, but we weren't there to go boating. But mm-hmm. We might go back to do this boating trip. You get to go through all the big locks, like Loch Ness. Mm-hmm. You can go from the top of Loch Ness all the way to the bottom. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have to wear a kilt when you do that?
It helps.
Only in the summer.
Only in the summer. Okay, because too cool for
it's
one.
It's a little drafty in the winter.
A little drafty. I don't know. It might be a little cooler.
Wear some
one of
Spanx.
We only know one person that wears Spanx, and he's in our scuba show.
Yeah. He has issues. That's a whole other problem. Yeah. But I mean, it makes sense that you would have to go through some kind of, quick training or, be signed off by a captain or something before they give you the keys and say, okay, go to town, whatever you want to do.
Well,
right, Barry?
If you don't even want to go that deep into it, if you just want to rent a boat, if you have a little bit of boating knowledge and you have, for example, in Florida, you can get a boater safety card by taking an online course, which is free through, I think, FWC. And if you pass the exam, you'll get a card from them that uh-huh. says that you have knowledge of boating rules. And you could take that and go to, there's a lot of local boat rental places along the Intracoastal along here.
Right.
So you can go out and rent for a couple of hours just to, take your kids out or significant other and see, do you like boating? Is this something that you would want to get into?
Yeah. And you get it laminated and then you show it to a potential, boat renter company, stick a 20 next to it or something like, hey, here's my,
what is you with you and payola?
It's going to be more than a 20.
That's probably
what
true.
Planet have you been on?
Do you still
go to the ladies club and give them a dollar?
Ladies club? What are you talking about?
Well, okay,
we're out of time. All right. More coming up on the World of Boating.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.